inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is
care and feeding of our plants and trees is the subject of this week's edition of Garden Talk, a Thursday morning feature here on Morning Edition. And as usual, on the line, Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So when it comes to feeding, that normally means fertilizer, right?
It does. That's true. And lots of different forms of it. And, of course, after we got some feedback last week after I talked about watering, and then they said conserve water. So I guess that means, you know, if you're taking a shower in the bathtub, put the stopper in the drain and bucket the water out of the bathtub to water your plants.
Or you could just hook up a rain barrel to your gutters for your roof.
That's true, but that's assuming that it rains, Matt. I know, looking at the forecast for next week, looks like maybe we're getting into perhaps a little more normal conditions. But yeah, until then, I actually have my son down in Napa, California, doing exactly that. After our grandsons have their baths, then they put, you know, literally scoop the water out and to water the fig tree and the tomato plants in the backyard, and that's working. So that's one place to get some water, and otherwise, you know, use it wisely. Whether we're mixing up some liquid fertilizer, and that can be anything from the Alaska fish fertilizer, or it might be Miracle-Gro, or we can make our own, soaking some composted manure or weeds and seaweed in a bucket with some water, and then letting that ferment for a week or so till it gets funky in a place, hopefully downwind from the house, and then dilute that. So again, whether you're using the commercial stuff, which give directions on how much, you know, one cup per gallon or per 5 gallons or whatever it happens to be, the stuff our homemade stuff, I usually dilute about 5 parts water to 1 part of the brown slimy stuff, and water your plants with it. It's good for when you're transplanting, putting things in the ground to water with it, give plants a little boost, but also for those that are in the ground and can use some. And even to where you can use this in a sprayer as a foliar spray, though it's worth trying that on just a few plants first. Some plants are more sensitive to the liquid, the chemicals that may be in that. So, you know, don't just do the whole garden and then you see a whole bunch of stuff that gets, then the leaves turn brown. So do it on just a couple plants first to test the strength or efficiency of your liquid fertilizer.
And for the uninitiated, what are some of the nutrients that these various vegetables, plants, and trees, what are they all hungry for? What are they most like?
Well, normally on fertilizer bags, they give you three numbers, and sometimes they'll give you trace minerals. The three main numbers are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. In that order, and it's actually in a bag, so that gives the percentage, like 8:32:16 means 8 pounds of nitrogen in 100 pounds of fertilizer, 32 pounds of phosphorus, 16 pounds of potassium. Those are the major or macronutrients. Then there's lots of small quantities of stuff that come along with it. So if you're planting lawn or fertilizing a lawn, it needs high nitrogen. Where flowering plants need more phosphorus and potassium, or root crops too, and you hear about bone meal, well, that's high in phosphorus. So that is often used for root crops or for bulbs, which then, of course, grow flowers. So you can do kind of a shotgun approach with fertilizer. Our former extension agent prescribed 2.5 pounds of 8:32:16 per 100 square feet in a garden, vegetable garden bed. So again, read the labels on the bags or boxes of fertilizer that you might buy at the store, and they normally will say how many pounds or how many cups per plant or per 100 square feet to use. Better to use less fertilizer and do it several times spaced out rather than using more, because you can over-fertilize, you can burn plants with too much fertilizer.
And get that big brown patch right in the middle of your garden bed.
Oh, or in the lawn, too, where you put too much. I mean, you
or
can get
that spill,
Yeah, you can see some very interesting patterns sometimes on lawns where people are checkerboards, stripes, or other things. And like you say, you have a dead patch in your garden, you kill off some lettuce, or, you know, lots of it is growing well. But right there, yeah, like you say, you spilled some. And that was too much, and stressed the plants.
Okay.
So be careful. Dilute it. Again, with the liquid fertilizer, again, dilute it even twice as much as they say to dilute it. And water hanging baskets, whatever it happens to be, or your potted plants on a deck. And do this, spread it out over several weeks during your watering periods. Just dilute like quarter strength. And that will usually keep your plants healthier, and you want them, at least for annuals that we're growing, we want to keep them blooming. So you've got to keep feeding them.
Okay. Ed Bryerski, thanks a lot for the tips.
All right. You're welcome, Matt.